And I knew that I was going to crash the car. Coming out of bed in an accident before. And you know that there's that little brief moment in between realizing you're going to crash and actually crashing the car. It was in that brief moment that I came up with the words to this song. The music to the song I came up with. We were playing some hotel around here. I don't remember the name of it, but we had just come to Del Mar. We had just played in Lake Tahoe, and we had the band, and me and Will were in a rental car. And I remember, he was driving. Nobody let me drive. I've been in a lot of wrecks. So we're coming down this mountain tile down to here, and it started to snow. And I remember honestly having a conversation with Will, saying, you know, we've been on the road now for like 4 years, and we've never been in a wreck. Remember? And then we had Richard Thompson. We listened to Richard Thompson. And I'm not and I'm being sincere now. Those of you that have been in a wreck, you can testify how slow it happens, you know. We hit this ice, we start sliding towards this guy in a pickup truck, and Will has, I don't know why he did it, we haven't talked about it, but he reached out and turned down the radio. Wham! And we hit the car. And then those airbags came out. They shouldn't make those white, you know. They should make those a different color. Because, you know. But when we shook to, I'm like, okay, it's just an airbag. It's not heaven. And so, we get out of the, we got out of the car. No. We realize we're okay. We turn the Richard Thompson back up. And then the guy gets out and he says, God dang it, I just put a new stereo in that car. And I said, are you okay? And that's the last I remember talking to him. But then there was these police guys. And I'm telling you this right now. I'm not one that gives advice. I'm usually like, I'll tell you what I do and you do the other thing. But in this instance, I know that I'm right. If you're renting a car, and they say, you want that insurance? $17, whatever? Take that check. Because if you total the car, you just give the keys to the cop and you walk away. That's only one car I've lost in this town. Next time I come, I'll tell you about the other one. We went to a restaurant, though, and we had a little wine. Remember, we drank Revlon, a little spaghetti. And I told the guys, I said, man, the last time I was in the wreck, I came up with some words. And I sat them out, and nobody flinched or looked at me funny, you know. So then we got down to the show that night, and I remember, I don't know what made me do it, but I started doing like this. Saying those words that I've written the first time. And once the band fell in, I knew that I couldn't change the chord. So I stayed right here. But as the truck turned over on the highway, the players turned out of the storm. Freezing rain. Well, the sun was growing, and the stars and the things were all. Stuff that this has been a tough summer for a lot of people.
Thanks to this enthusiastic crowd here in the Rabbit City. What do you say? Thanks to the Nugget Sound and Stage Crew. Thanks to the showroom audience. Thanks to KPHX Radio 3 and the Racing Center Line for the live internet stream. Thanks to Joe Spargo's Reddit. Thanks to the unfortunate 139.9 the Reno News on the Zoom. The Comstock 31 Hours, the blessing of Joe Spargo's Reddit. Jeff Cotton produces the show. That concludes this edition of the Comstock 31 Hours. I'm Don DeLeo, finance book. Adios, amigos, good night.
Chili peppers to play the prize and everything!